3,308 people died in distracted-related crashes. I mean, when you look at that kind of statistic, it is it's remarkable. It's accounting for about 8% of all traffic fatalities. 3,308 people is a lot of people that died for really senseless reasons. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this stat we just mentioned, I mean, 289,000 people are injured each year because of distracted driving. It's a big problem, isn't it?
It's a huge problem. And, you know, what I would say is that that's probably a low estimate. When we look at other studies where we can actually get cameras in the car from consenting adults and see what happens around crashes with a camera, you know, we see that about two-thirds of those crashes have some sort of distraction component to them. So those numbers you're saying are conservative. And yes, every one of those is just a tragedy, you know, major loss in life quality. And I've seen what happens when people die under these circumstances and the wake it creates.
But the messaging has been pretty much a drumbeat. I think with the advent of cell phones, you know, stay off your cell phones, don't, you know, text and drive. And yet we still keep having drivers participate in this kind of distracted driving activity. How do you, you know, get through to these drivers who apparently have ignored the messaging up until now?
Well, you know, there are a number of technological solutions that are really better and kind of more fun to use, more relaxing to use in the vehicle than trying to handle your phone off to the side, which can be quite stressful. So, you know, many, many vehicles, they do have these technologies that allow you to connect your phone right to the vehicle. So that way you can answer a call or stop a call with your hands on the steering wheel. And there are also voice assistants. Now, I know some people have funny feelings about these, but if you do have this technology, you know, this is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, maybe take this month to just get a little more comfortable, right? Learn how to do a few things that are important to you. And you'll quickly find out that you can really do a whole lot without ever taking your hands off the wheel. And this has been true for vehicles for quite some time.
Yeah, and it's interesting because a lot of people think they're just experts and can multitask when they're driving. But when you send us this information, when somebody is reading or taking a text, it's like taking your eyes off the road and driving 55 miles per hour the length of a football field blindfolded. That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's you kind of stick in your head, you know, when you're behind the wheel, it's a big responsibility. And the phone does get this really bad rap, as it should, because that seems to be the favorite thing to do, right, while you're driving. But there are lots of other things that you might be doing that you think are safe that really aren't. And they really cause the same kind of bobblehead motion that we find is, you know, really risky. So it's on for just a short moment, then you look back down, on for a short moment, and you think you're being, you know, responsible. So rubbernecking. So there's something off to the side of the road that's none of your business, but you have to look, and that constant motion back and forth, that leads to a 7 times increase in risk, where texting is 6. And also, if you have something in the footwell of your car and you didn't have it ready at the beginning of a drive, that can increase your risk almost by 10 times.
Oh my goodness.
And so it's not just the phone. And so it's important to know that if you're going to take your eyes off road, make it short. And when you get your eyes back on road, keep it there for a long time. If you're constantly taking it off, then you're really putting yourself and others at risk.
What about these insurance devices or programs or apps that, you know, or purport to keep an eye on your driving as a way to increase your savings when you're getting insurance? Do those seem to help?
I think they largely do. You know, incentives tend to get people motivated, and if they can tie particular behaviors to a decrease in cost per month. There is a history of research where this seems to help, where it's not just do the right thing, but do the right thing for your wallet. It's a tool that should be used and is used.
And some of these tips, and we'll leave it at this, but some of these tips you provided as well make perfect sense. I mean, let people know that you're going to minimize the need to communicate with you while you're driving, especially if you're going to be on the road for quite some time. And then make sure those things, those water bottles, aren't down in the well. They're down, you know, they're in the cup holder or whatever. I mean, these simple tips.
Make sure you can use it with one hand. You don't have to twist it off.
Absolutely. Right. Where can people get more tips and leave us with this tip?
Yeah, so I always encourage people to go to GM.com to learn about our safety features that help you to not to help you to not get a crash in the first place. And also, you can go to the Governor's Highway Safety Association, GHSA.org, and they have lots of tips and instructions on, you know, how to interact with teens and for yourself. So I suggest you just take a few moments to peruse that.
Yeah. Dan, always good to catch up with you. Thanks so much for the time. We'll look forward to the next discussion.
Thanks so much for having me.